for one.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And here at the Emergency Network, and you know, for 100 years or more, people from all over the world have tried to come to America because this was the land of opportunity. This was the land where, if you worked hard, you could get ahead. And of course, people are still trying to come to America for that reason. There are jobs here; people can do well. Many people come illegally so they can send money back to their families. But in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, why, people have opportunities that are not available in other lands. At least they've had these opportunities until recently, when now ever more government regulation and control and taxation and certainly a system where we have a system of federal informants all across America. Oh, yes, we do. The FBI has a system of tens of thousands of informants reporting to them on a regular basis, and everybody now has a number, and we have the cameras out every place watching people, and everybody has a card or a discount card, and you buy anything, there's a permanent record of it. And any time you make a telephone call in the United States, that is permanently recorded by something known as Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Now, I want you to know that the FBI and the CIA do not record your telephone calls. British intelligence does it. So that basically when people from the NSA or government bureaus are called before Congress and say, you know, and accused of tapping our telephones, they say, we don't do that. We wouldn't do it. It's against the law. And that's true. That we have the British intelligence do it, and we do it over in Great Britain. And America is changing, ladies and gentlemen. They watch us with GPS satellites. They watch us with drones. 30,000 drones are to be assigned to America to fight terrorism, those wicked terrorists. And yet, we're financing the terrorists. Who do you think is financing the Al-Qaeda fighters over there in Syria today? You are. Who financed the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Afghanistan? Why, we did, ladies and gentlemen. Go up on the Internet and you can read about it if you... But we can't let the public know that, because, of course, it's because of the terrorists we justify these massive programs, but they were there long before the war on terrorism. It is part of the Brotherhood's effort to control America. Well, what makes America different than other countries is our Constitution. And the trouble is they don't teach our Constitution. Most people think America is a democracy. Most people think we elect our officials, whereas neither one of those things are true. They are selected by our elite, and we vote for the candidates of their choice. With us this morning, from the Institute on the Constitution, Pastor David Whitney, to bring us up to date upon the document that separates Americans from others, a document which we must reclaim, or we shall lose our freedom, and we deserve to. Pastor David Whitney, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege to be with you and your guests.
I mean, your audience, because they care enough to hear the truth about what our founders crafted. Our founders knew that government, if left unchecked, will become tyrannical. Yesterday, I had the privilege of going down to our state capitol and being part of a vast number of thousands who showed up to protest and to stand against the gun-grabbing legislation that our governor O'Malley is pushing. And Obama came into town to support this same piece of garbage legislation. And I was amazed at the way in which we were treated. The people were not listened to. The people are not being paid attention to. The tyrants are doing whatever they please. And it's a perfect illustration of why our founders structured, very, very carefully structured, the form of government that we have in our United States Constitution. Because if the people were to enforce the Constitution, that's the one thing we need to recognize about the Constitution. It's not a self-enforcing document. The people must enforce it, which means the people must know what it means, what its provisions are all about, and the people must force those who they elect either to abide by the Constitution or they need to replace them with those who will abide by the Constitution. I'm hoping and praying here in Maryland that we will be able to replace some of those wretched politicians yesterday who will not listen to what the people want and not listen to what the Constitution demands of them, that they do not confiscate guns, that the Second Amendment is still the supreme law of the land, and they cannot do anything to violate it, or they've violated their oath of office and should be removed from office. Well, we've been talking about the body of the U.S. Constitution, and last time we were together, we were talking about Article 4 of our U.S. Constitution, which deals with Article 4 deals with the relations among the states, that full faith and credit between the states is what each state commits to, that the privileges and immunities of each citizen in the state is guaranteed by the other state, as well as extraditions, that one governor will extradite someone accused of a crime to a state that has requested that extradition, and that those are all things that we agree to as states that are part of this union. Then we talked briefly about the admission of new states into the union and how that process takes place and what the restrictions are upon admission of new states. One of the things that is important to note there, that Congress makes the rules for admission of the new states. Normally they pass an enabling act that authorizes a territory to hold a constitutional convention. Congress will also be the one that appoints a governor of this territory while it is still a territory. Basically, Congress has very direct control over that territory. But once the territory becomes a state, that territory becomes a free, sovereign state over which Congress has no control except those limited areas that are spelled out in our Constitution. That was the design of our founders, because they knew that the only way you're going to prevent the federal government from becoming tyrannical is by having state governments that have the power, and they check the power of the federal government, jealous not to surrender any of their powers to the federal government. And that was a design of our founders that is, you're looking to say, it's almost completely broken down at this point in time. There are a few states that are taking some good, positive steps of resisting federal tyranny. I think of Montana and Wyoming and some of the other states that have passed a bill that states that the federal gun control laws do not apply within their state when the manufacturing of that weapon takes place in the state and it's sold within the state. Obviously, federal government cannot claim interstate commerce because there is no interstate commerce taking place with those particular firearms. So there are small steps that states are taking, but we really need enormous steps. All states ought to be standing up and say, Obamacare is not the law. No one who comes into our
hold
state
that thought,
attempting
hold
to
that thought,
that.
David. We have a subversive element taking our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, and certainly David is talking about our Constitution, and it limits the power of government. Well, people have to understand there's a subversive element that controls both political parties, the media, the wealth, the banks, and they're working to centralize power in their hands and using the financial and military power of the United States to establish a world empire. That's what it's all about, pure and simple. And we must understand the Constitution to understand that this is a subversive movement. And all of these programs, whether it be Obamacare or so much of what's going on in the Washington, D.C. today, is a violation of our Constitution. And the congressmen and senators who are actually voting for these programs should be exposed and tried for subversion. They have sworn, when they become congressmen, they swear to uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they are domestic enemies, as is the President of the United States, Obama, but George Bush before him, and Clinton before him, and George Herbert Walker before him, and yes, even Ronald Reagan before him, knowing full well what was going on, he still went ahead and he massively expanded the power of our government over our lives. Go right ahead.
Well, if the states were to function in the role that they're designed to function, they would not only resist, they would strongly oppose, that is, they would interpose to protect their people from unconstitutional actions on the part of the federal government. For example, saying, Obamacare is not the law, it cannot be the law, it's not constitutional, and therefore any federal official that comes into our state attempting to impose Obamacare will be fined, and then it can list the fines. They'll be imprisoned. Here's the penalties for violating the Constitution in the boundaries of our state. They cannot say what another state would do. That's not their jurisdiction, but they can certainly say so within the boundaries of their own state. That was the design. Once you become a state, once you're no longer a territory, the federal government does not have any direct control over your state. You are a free and sovereign state. And the only things the federal government can do vis-a-vis your state are the limited things listed in the Constitution, particularly Article 1, Section 8 lists 18 things, or some would argue it's only 17 things that are permissible for the federal government to do. And obviously, the states are limited in Article 1, Section 10 in terms of what they can and cannot do, but a very short list of limitations. And if it's not in those limitations, the 10th Amendment to the Constitution says the power is not granted to the federal government by this Constitution, or are reserved, therefore, to the states or to the people of the states. So if it's not listed in the Constitution, the 10th Amendment says they cannot legitimately or legally do it. We need states that are willing and ready to stand up and resist federal tyranny and utilize the powers that they have. Congress has authority to govern. Section 3 says of Article 4, Congress has authority to govern territories and other federal property. And this territorial government and federal property. Again, the federal property is limited by Article 1, Section 8 that talks about forts, magazines, in other words, military installations and other necessary buildings. It doesn't talk about national parks or national forests or national monuments. All of those are illegal. They are unconstitutional. Even though they've been in existence for more than 100 years, they should be retaken by the states who say, sorry, federal government, you have no control over these territories, over this land within the boundaries of the sovereign state of, fill in the blank. Those lands belong to the state, and the state can conduct a park with them, or the state could sell them. The state could choose to do with them as it pleases. They do not belong to the federal government. They cannot belong to the federal government because the Constitution prohibits them from being controlled by Congress, particularly in the western states, west of the Mississippi, enormous tracts of land. States like Nevada, where 90+% of the land is under the control of the federal government, they could take all that back and say, get out of here, feds. You have no business controlling this. This is illegal. This is a land grab on the part of the federal government. By the way, if you're interested in that subject of the federal land grab, I've done a DVD presentation at one of our first Fridays a number of months back. If people are interested in getting that DVD, they can simply go to our website, theamericanview.com. In the store there, just put in federal land grab, and it'll bring that particular DVD up that you could purchase. Now, Section 4 of Article 4 is extremely important because it says the United States guarantees two things to every single state in the Union. First, the United States guarantees that each state shall have a Republican, and by the way, that's small r Republican, it's not a reference to the Republican Party, that each state has, to, the federal government guarantees that each state shall have a Republican government. And that's strange because you hear quite regularly and quite frequently and vociferously from all the political heads that we're a democracy. We're not a democracy. No, we are a republic. And there is enormous difference between a republic and a democracy. And that's one of the things that is not being taught in our day. So most students don't know what in the world the difference between a republic and a democracy is. Simply put, the source of law. Where does law come from in a democracy? Law comes in a democracy from 51% of the people who cast votes. If 51% of the people vote and say that today they could kill everybody with brown hair, that we're going to execute everybody with brown hair, that would be the law of the land in a democracy. So your rights, obviously, in a democracy are never secure because the majority might vote to take away your right to life, or to liberty, or to property, or any of your other God-given rights, or in the case of what we're fighting here in the state of Maryland, the majority might vote to take away your right to guns, your right to keep and bear arms. It's a God-given right. In a republic, you cannot do that. In a republic, the majority does not get to say what your rights are. Your rights come from the supreme law of the universe, what our founders called in the Declaration of Independence the laws of nature and nature's God, by which they were referring to the God of the Bible, and I can prove that to you. It's the God of the Bible they're referring to, and the laws that he laid down in the Bible that were the basis of English common law, and therefore the basis of the legal system in the colonial period in America, and the basis on which they founded our constitutional republic. They state it right there in the Declaration of Independence. The laws of nature and nature's God are the foundation stone. And in a democracy, you don't have that security. In a republic, you have the security that your God-given rights are going to be protected because the majority cannot vote to take away those God-given rights. And so the difference in a republic and a democracy is also in that democracy is action on the part of legislative branch of government is direct. The people make the laws. The people vote in what they want in law. Not so in a republic. Republic is a representative form of government. We don't actually, as the people, make the laws. We vote in representatives. And we have to be very careful what kind of representatives we choose, but they're the ones who actually make the legislation that works its way through the two houses onto the executive branch and so on. And so a vast difference between a republic and a democracy. Someone put this way, a democracy is three wolves and a lamb voting on what's going to be on the lunch menu? Well, you know that lamb is going to be on the lunch menu. In a republic, it's no way do the wolves get to vote on what's on the lunch menu. And by the way, in a republic of our design, the lamb is well armed and equipped to defend himself against the wolves who would eat him for lunch. And so it's important to remember that our Constitution guarantees to each state that we will preserve Republican government. If any state wanders off the path and is no longer a Republican form of government, that state should be ejected from the Union. Sorry, you're no longer part of this Union. You're not following the Constitution. You cannot any longer be part of us. Before each state is admitted to the Union, Article 4, Section 4 says that Congress must make sure that that state has a Republican constitution, representative form of government. Democracy doesn't rule. A government with separate branches of government, equal branches, but separation of powers and government limited, and a Bill of Rights spelled out very carefully as part of their state constitution. If a state wants to come into the Union but does not have a constitution characterized by that, a Republican constitution, that state is to be rejected. Say, sorry, you've got to either go back and reform and correct your constitution that you've proposed, or you just are not going to be part of our Union. Those are the options. So that's the first thing. Article 4, Section 4 guarantees a Republican form of government, which begs the question, every time you hear one of these politicians spouting off that we're a democracy, we ought to be challenging them. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. Have you read the U.S. Constitution? Article 4, Section 4 states explicitly that we are not a democracy. We are a republic. Are you so ignorant that you do not know the form of government, that you do not know the Constitution? Are you qualified to hold the office that you're in? We ought to be challenging politicians whenever we hear them spout the word democracy, that they are either ignorant or they are willfully lying to the public, attempting to deceive us into thinking we are not what our Constitution clearly says we are.
And you know, David, what they will so often do, well, we're a democratic republic. That's what we are. We're a democratic republic. A republic is a nation under law. And that law cannot be changed by the whim of the politician or by the whim of the people. If it's going to be changed, it has to be changed by the process of amendment of the Constitution of the state or of the federal government. But you see, there are people who don't want that. They want a dictatorship. They want to use the power of law to expand their power and control the populace. And so they pass these laws and they say, we're a democracy. After all, you voted for the politicians. They voted this in. Therefore, they represent the people. And they don't. Certainly, we have small groups that have taken over control of our state legislators. We have small groups that have taken over control of the House of Representatives and the Senate. And, of course, because they control the media, they control the educational system and the churches, why the public has no idea what's going on. Time we took America back and understand a republic is a nation of law. A democracy is mobocracy. Whatever the people vote for, and they can be manipulated into voting for anything, why, and the representatives can as well, then, of course, you are on the road to tyranny, because people always vote themselves into tyranny. It's happened dozens of times throughout history. That's why our founding fathers wanted a republic, not a democracy. Go right ahead.
Amen. Well, the second thing, Article 4, Section 4, guarantees that the federal government is committed to this. It is protecting the states against invasions. Now, that's not only foreign invasions is one aspect of it, protecting against foreign invasion. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the second thing, protecting us against domestic insurrections. That is, if there is an unlawful action on the part of people in the state governments to overthrow the government, the federal government needs to step in and say, no, you can't do that. Well, what's happened in America today is all 50 states have overthrown the government in one way, shape, or form or another. That is, that they're not following the federal constitution. They're not enforcing the federal constitution, nor are they usually enforcing their own state constitutions. They're in violation. Most state governments are in violation of both the federal and the state constitution. In other words, we've had a revolution in America. a communist revolution has taken over much of America because most of the state governments, there are a few exceptions and there are some states moving in the right direction, but a vast majority of the states basically have become Marxist. They are no longer following the U.S. Constitution because if they were, they would be resisting every encroachment of their duty to protect their citizens from unlawful actions on the part of the federal government, in other words, unconstitutional actions. They're not doing that. They're not protecting their citizens from Obamacare. It's just one illustration of thousands of others. Not protecting their citizens from National Defense Authorization Act, and on the list goes of violations on the part of our supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, and the states quite often are doing absolutely nothing. Reason being is they've been bought off. They've been bribed. The trick works this way. The federal government takes the income tax from the people, then it returns with all sorts of strings attached, some portion of that money to the individual states, providing the states do what the federal government tells them to do. And so the whole system has been turned on its head. It's been turned upside down. And so now, instead of the states protecting us from the federal tyrant who is violating the U.S. Constitution, we have the states participating with that federal tyrant and telling us that we must obey that federal tyrant. It's time to make a change.
We're going to be back in a moment with Pastor David Whitney right here at America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David, why don't you tell our listeners why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution how they can take the courses, how they can begin to teach the courses, how they can begin to rekindle within the hearts and minds of the American people an understanding of this amazing Constitution, because we either reclaim our Constitution or America will become the dictatorship that the elite want, a nation where a small elite control both political parties, ever expand the power of government, and, of course, control every aspect of our lives. David, how can people get in touch with the Institute?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. We have developed, and we know that the only way we're going to take this back, you cannot expect the liberty to break forth somehow just suddenly on Capitol Hill or even in your state capital. We, the people, have to learn the Constitution, and we have to either train up new politicians who, well, we should call them statesmen, not politicians, who will follow the Constitution, or retrain, and doubtful that we can retrain some of these existing politicians, but retrain ones that we can. But unless we know the standard, unless we know the standard by which our elected officials are going to be held, if we don't know that standard, then we cannot accomplish the restoration of liberty in America. So it's vitally important that every American study the Constitution. So we've put together a course that will teach the Constitution to any group of people, and we've designed it to be a turnkey method to accomplish that. It doesn't take any background in history or any background in law. You're better off even without any background in law. You don't have to unlearn all the lies that law school teaches people about our U.S. Constitution. We go back to what the founders believed and understand their worldview of law and government, which was actually a biblical worldview of law and government. First of all, there is a creator God. Secondly, our rights come from him. Thirdly, the sole purpose of human civil government is to protect and secure those God-given rights. So to get a host kit and start your class in your community, either call us. You can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if you'd like to go to our website, that website is theamericanview.com. That's all one word, theamericanview.com. And you'll see right there on the very first page a button about getting a host kit. And that'll take you to the page with a description of the host kit and how to order that host kit that gives you everything you need to conduct a class. We also, you'll see when you click that button, offer this same course with all the lectures, all the student materials, and all the tests as an online course. Because we know there are people who say, well, I cannot make 12 consecutive sessions of a class that's going to be held. I just, my schedule won't permit it. Well, you can take the course anytime, anywhere that you have internet access. So you can sign up for our online course. And in that online course, like I said, you'll get all the same videos, all the student materials, and all of the tests are conducted online. So go to our website, theamericanview.com. You'll find in our web store, in addition to our United States host kit, a whole plethora of other materials to help you understand our United States Constitution, as well as an additional course, a video course, on the jury, the duty and the power of the jury, as our founders designed it, was enormously powerful to stop unconstitutional actions on the part of government, whether at federal, state, or even local levels. So that jury course is now available as a host kit. You can get that course and conduct that with a group of students as well. We know that it is a very late hour in the history of our country. Well, I experienced yesterday down in Annapolis and the gun grabbing that's going on not only at the state level but the federal level indicates that the tyrant thinks he is at a point where gun confiscation is possible, that he can accomplish gun confiscation. And we know exactly what follows gun confiscation, whether it's in Turkey in 1917, gun confiscation followed by the massacre of 1.5 million Armenians 2 years later, or gun confiscation in Russia, 40 million dead, gun confiscation in Germany, 13 plus million, on and on the list goes. Every tyrant that has ever walked this planet knows that if he can disarm the people, then he can murder the people.
I like me that they're after gun confiscation. I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller on the...
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Yes, you have a question for our guest.
This is Susie from Colorado. I've been waiting for you to have, I think it's Pastor David Whitney on.
Yes, yes, huh?
Thanks to you, Mr. Whitney, I have read my Constitution. I would like you to clarify Article 2, Section 1, this paragraph, please. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of President, semicolon. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States. The two things I need clarified is a natural-born citizen, what did that mean at the time of this writing, and what does, how does, and been 14 years a resident within the United States, how does that figure in, and I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
Thanks so very much. Oh, David, would you like to address that issue?
Because sure, thank you so much. That's an excellent,
go ahead.
That's an excellent question, because that question goes to the heart of the eligibility of the current resident. I'll call him the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Natural born citizen, let's first talk about the issue of why they put that clause in there. They were very concerned, and rightly so, of having our government co-opted by European powers. European powers were very jealous of the land of the 13 colonies that would become now the 13 states of the Union. And the European powers were manipulating all over the South American continent, the Central America, as well as North America, to maintain their empires. And so Britain had kind of lost control of its empire and become the United States. And so there was machinations going on that they recognized that if someone came into the office of president that had loyalties, foreign loyalties, instead of loyalty to the American people, that that would be a very dangerous thing. So the two provisions, one, a resident 14 years, that is, even if you were a natural-born citizen, if you were not for 14 consecutive years resident in these United States, you probably wouldn't know what's going on in our country. You wouldn't know what the priorities would be. You wouldn't know what the lay of the land supposedly would be that needed to be dealt with. You would be out of touch with the people of America, and therefore you should not be in the position as president of the United States. So someone who is not resident for 14 years, that was part of their concern. The second phrase there that you bring up, natural-born citizen, actually is not defined by our Constitution. It would have been very helpful had they defined it. But you know why they didn't define it? Everyone in that day knew exactly what they meant when they said natural-born citizen, because in English common law, it was commonly understood natural-born citizen meant you had both mother and father as citizens of the country that you were a natural-born citizen of. Both your mother and your father were citizens of that country. The evidence is in English common law, and actually if you want to get a DVD that deals in further detail than I can in just our radio program here, Herb Titus did a lecture for us, a First Friday lecture, the importance of the president being a natural-born citizen. If you go to our website, theamericanview.com, click on for that store and go do a search, Natural Born Citizen. You'll come up with that DVD.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here on The American View.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Passover is coming on Saturday, March the 23rd, and you're invited to celebrate Yeshua's Passover with the Beth Messiah Congregation. Again, Passover is March 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations. Deadline is March the 8th. Main entrees are lamb and turkey. Adults are $35. Children 10 to 12 are $15. Children 6 to 9 are $13. Children 5 and under are free. Call today 1-800-205-6245 for your Passover reservations.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network joining us, David Whitney, and we were talking about this term, natural-born citizen. And, of course, David said that at the time when the Constitution was written, everyone knew what a natural-born citizen was one where both your mother and father work citizens of the country, whether it be England or the United States. They were natural-born citizens. Well, basically, you must understand that Barack Obama has a fraudulent draft card. He's using a fraudulent Social Security number. He does not have a long-form Sydney birth certificate, and the one he posted is fraudulent. But everything about him is fraudulent. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama is simply the front for the powerful group that controls both of our political parties and makes mockery of the electoral process. And Barack Obama wasn't even legitimately elected last time. There was all sorts of voting improprieties in both Ohio and Pennsylvania and several other states. And the information, of course, has been totally suppressed in America because the media is controlled. You go to the polls to vote every 4 years, but the decisions are made by the elite that runs America. It's time we took America back. Go right ahead, David.
Well, yes, and the reason that they were concerned that both mother and father would be citizens, they knew that if it was a split, that his father was Kenyan in this case and mother was American, that the loyalties of the child would likely be split. And actually, Obama, when he was running the first campaign, he admitted that he was proud of his dual citizenship. Dual citizenship, what's that? That means you're not a natural-born citizen because you have a commitment to a foreign power and not a commitment to your own country. You're split in your loyalties. As Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And so our founders wisely put this provision in, but it's a provision that most Americans do not know because they have not carefully studied the Constitution. So I applaud your question. I pray that many, many more Americans would rise up and recognize that question. By the way, I dealt with using that question as a means of approaching our legislators and stopping the Obama inauguration. It obviously did not succeed because most of the legislators are not even willing to consider the question. But if you're interested in my blog on The American Few, if you go to commentaries, that tab underneath Pastor Whitney's blogs, you could see the article I put together as to what could have happened had the representatives and the senators who, when they opened the Electoral College ballots at the beginning of January, how they could have stopped the inauguration of Obama. And I think we may have had an impact in this regard. The law says that they should have done it on Monday. They should have opened the ballots on Monday, the 7th of January. Well, interestingly enough, after we kind of published this and talked to Eric Cantor's office and so forth, they passed a piece of legislation to change it such that instead of on Monday, they did it the previous Friday, just quick enough that perhaps we could not contact enough senators and representatives to stop the process. But that be as it may, the truth of the matter is our founders were very concerned about foreign powers taking control of the agenda of the executive branch of our government, and they have accomplished a takeover of our country in spite of the fact that most Americans are unaware of that. Well, going back to Article 4, Section 4, the United States not only guarantees each state shall have a Republican form of government, but secondly, the United States government protects the states against two threats to Republican government. One would be domestic insurrection, where you have an overthrow of the government, of the legitimate government, by a group of people. The second is from foreign invasions. And typically, of course, we think of foreign invasion as a military action, so that there's some army that is coming into our borders and invading us. But more is implied by that phrase foreign invasion simply than military actions against these United States. What is also implied is an invasion of those who illegally are coming into our country. In other words, illegal immigration is envisioned as part of the protection that the federal government is to provide for the states. So what in the world is going on in Arizona, where the people of Arizona, the state of Arizona, said, we know what the immigration law of the United States is. We are attempting to implement that immigration law, even in just a minuscule way of doing paperwork checks to see if somebody's legally in this country, and if they're not, then dealing with them at that point. And then the federal government coming against the state of Arizona and said, we're not going to permit you to enforce the law which we, the federal government, refuse to enforce. What hypocrisy on the part of our federal government, even going to the point of attempting to sue the state of Arizona for enforcing the immigration laws. What's obvious is we have criminals running our federal government who refuse to not only themselves obey the U.S. Constitution, then they attempt to criminalize any state that does attempt to follow the U.S. Constitution. Oh, my, we have such a broken system of government in our land today, and, of course, there's a reason for all that illegal immigration and encouraging that illegal immigration and promising to grant amnesty. They know that if they can get people in our country who are not committed to America, nor committed to the values of our founders, nor committed to the Constitution, they can essentially accomplish a coup, not militarily, but an overthrow of our government by infiltration and by allowing people to vote who have no business voting because they are not American in their view of law and government. They're not committed to our Constitution, have never read our Constitution, and they can commit the destruction of our constitutional republic by this kind of a takeover, and that's really what they're attempting to accomplish. Our Constitution says no, they cannot legally do that, and if they do, they are traitors, they have committed treason, and they should be tried for such crimes and held accountable for that. Why aren't they being held accountable? Oh, because the American people do not know this document. They do not know the Constitution well enough to know what the violations of this Constitution look like, and are not numerous enough, those patriots not numerous enough yet to rise up and throw off the political tyrants, replace them with those who will obey the Constitution. In our course on the U.S. Constitution, we train students to have a knowledge of these working documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and then exhort them when they vote to specifically question people running for office, people at the local level as well as the state level and especially at the federal level, to question them carefully to know whether they understand the Constitution or not. And if the people do not know the Constitution, offer them a course on the Constitution. You can do that through our...
We're out of time, David. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you next month.
Bye-bye. God bless. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supporters, and if you'd like to help us maintain our network of 50 outlets across America every week, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you. If you can want to subscribe to our newsletter, if you'd like to get the various items that we carry, why, certainly call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which ties together in understanding what's going on, it is available. You can get a case of the books for $149.95. And of course, we throw in either a free CD or a free 4-CD set or free DVD to help you cover the cost of shipping. But this information is vitally important. People have to understand that behind this move towards the all-powerful government of Washington, D.C., are powerful spiritual forces. Not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. These people are organized. They work through organizations like the Trilateral Commission. And as we pointed out, it is not by coincidence that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president who is elected in the United States and or vice president who is elected in the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission, just as seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense in that period of 77 to 2008 came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And where do you think John Kerry, the new secretary of state, came from? Why the membership rules of the Trilateral Commission? Ladies and gentlemen, our elections are a fraud. These people control America and are using our financial and military power to bring about a one-world government, the prophesied one-world government. Help us expose it. And our job is to let people know and understand the fraudulent nature of what's going on. But we have to be involved. Freedom is not free. And we're going to lose our freedom unless you are involved in the process, involved politically, involved educationally, involved spiritually. And we need to be praying for America, but we also need to be working, educating others, and there is a growing awareness. And believe me, things are going to get a lot worse, and we have to get people aware of what's going on and turn them back to the Lord. And if we can do it, but only the American people can do it. There's nobody out there waiting in the wings to preserve our freedom. And if you're not involved, then one day you'll spend your twilight years telling your children and your children's children what it was to have lived in America when men were free. So remember our number. It's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And if you have the internet, otherwise, you can hear our programs there 24 hours a day. If you have an iPod, iPhone, certainly you can hear our afternoon programs on cell phone. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and scroll down to listen, and you can get all the information. We are on multiple radio stations across America. We have our weekend programs. You can get, of course, CDs, 4-CD sets. Certainly you can get DVDs, books from Radio Liberty. But the most important book would be my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then we have the book Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence, pointing out that the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations have been funding Marxism in the United States and trying to destroy the love which we Americans have for our family. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
We the people of the United States.